Telehealth, telemedicine, and distance medicine are all names for consulting and diagnosing patients from afar with the help of technology, like this video conferencing service Jacksonville OBGYN Daniel McDyer uses.
I was feeling so sick, I pulled over.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you. So the video quality is actually dependent upon the camera resolution that she has, but it's usually really good. I've actually diagnosed a patient of mine who was pregnant. She had a cellulitis of her toes, so I took care of that one night for her.
McDyer's software allows him to take notes, snap pictures, and write prescriptions for his mostly pregnant patients who don't have to leave home. He says most doctors aren't waiting on Tallahassee to implement telehealth technology, but they want to know who would be footing the bill. No insurance plans cover visits through his system.
I give the patients the option of coming to the office to be seen for the problem or being seen virtually where they're charged for the visit through their credit card. It's essentially the cost of a copay.
As it stands, telehealth costs are mostly passed on to patients. Florida law doesn't force insurers to cover telemedicine, as 34 states do, nor does it require them to reimburse doctors the same amount for virtual and in-person visits, something just three states require.
My frank concern is as you say, that we don't have regulation. We don't have any sort of regular form of reimbursement for the service.
That's St. Vincent's Healthcare CEO Tom Van Osdahl. Like Dr. McDyer, his hospital chain charges patients out of pocket for a slew of telehealth services. Proponents like him say telehealth has the potential to save doctors and insurers money in the long run by increasing patients' access to preventative care. Though most insurers argue, mandating reimbursement parity could lead doctors to increase what they charge for long-distance visits. Van Osdahl says insurance companies are being short-sighted by refusing to cover the service.
Because it's quite possible that that patient then that can't get access, can't get in to see a doctor, and can't get access through telehealth, is going to present to an emergency department with an exacerbated illness that could have been treated at a lower level earlier in the process.
Fierce legislative disagreement over telemedicine spawned the creation of the Florida Telehealth Advisory Council 2 years ago. That body is recommending lawmakers mandate both coverage and equal reimbursement from insurers. But Fernandina Beach Republican Senator Aaron Bean is pushing a telehealth measure that doesn't do either of those things. Instead, it makes the vague promise to encourage the state employees' insurance plan and its commercial counterparts to include telehealth.
Telemedicine is an idea whose time has come. It's embracing technology that's out there already.
Bean says his telemedicine measure is likely to evolve as it makes its way through four committee stops this year. As it's written, it would require telehealth doctors treating Floridians to be licensed in the state, unless their state enters into a special agreement with Florida. That could affect St. Vincent's, as most of their telehealth visits are conducted using a national service that connects patients to out-of-state doctors. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the state's largest health insurer, Florida Blue, says his company won't comment until the legislature sets new guidelines. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.